Hi, this is Andy from Powering Your Potential, and welcome to this communication-focused audio bite on self-belief. Have you thought about a new career? Are you actively looking for your next challenge? You find the job that fits all your skills and values, but you do not believe you are good enough. You are lacking self-belief. I can say that with confidence, as I have experienced this myself, and it has impacted my progression. Most of the people we work with have at some point lacked self-belief. Self-belief is important as it impacts in our day-to-day life. It impacts your personal life as well as your working life. So let's define self-belief. Self-belief is having the confidence in your own abilities or judgment. Here at PYP, we are all about helping people achieve their full potential, not only in their working lives, but their personal lives as well. If you lack self-belief, you will accept whatever life throws at you, as you really don't expect anything else. You do not value who you are or what you have to offer. If you accept what life throws at you, you are likely to settle for a lesser role, impacting your earning capability and lifestyle. Those that believe in themselves are likely to achieve so much more and even reach their full potential. Self-belief can be destroyed by your peers or your manager. For example, I was working in an office environment where written reports were a daily occurrence. I never doubted my ability to complete written reports. In fact, I was confident in the work that I produced. My manager, on the other hand, did not like the reports I provided and would send them back with yellow post-it notes attached. Obviously, this was before computers, or red lines under areas that he would want changed. This one area impacted my self-belief for over 20 years. I believed that I'm not good at completing written reports. I would steer away and actively avoid any work that required report writing. He had destroyed my self-confidence for producing written work in whatever format. Not believing in what I had completed, I would then get several people to read what I had written prior to submitting. This had a knock-on effect of impacting several other areas in my working life. As with anything, if you lose something, you can find it again. By understanding the events what caused you to lack that self-belief will help you find it again. I am pleased to say, with some support from people around me, I now know I can produce written reports without feeling sick and worrying they are not good enough. It's very easy to think about what might go wrong and lose confidence and belief in what you want to do. Try and change your thought process. Change the language you use when you talk about yourself. The amount of people we speak to and we ask what they do, the response we always challenge, and they say, "Well, I'm just a." Please remember, you are never just a. Value what you do and understand your worth. Action. Do the 5 words exercise on our website and think about what you say and how you talk about yourself versus what others say about you. Take some time to think about areas where you lack that self-belief and try to identify when and why it happened. Face your fears and start to tackle the reasons why. You will see it dropping away. Keep investing in yourself and power your potential.